Earlier this week, law enforcement announced the rescue of five minors from the threats of sex trafficking. Details about the cases haven't been released, but it throws a light on the ongoing need to protect our youth from being preyed on. Homeless teens often find themselves vulnerable to criminals, and during this pandemic, our social service needs have mushroomed. That includes a demand for programs to help our homeless youth. We caught up with Carla Hauser with the nonprofit RISE. It stands for Residential Youth Services Empowered. When we first chatted with Hauser about a year or so ago, she was proud to announce the opening of new bed space for teens in Kailua. Since then, RISE has expanded in Haleiwa and in Manoa just this month.
We did all this amazing work with street outreach and being able to bring young people in off the streets. But one of our biggest challenges was, what do we do with them afterwards? You know, with the high cost of housing, lack of really affordable housing, especially for young people who tend to be undereducated, underemployed, we needed to be part of the solution in finding affordable housing for our young people. So it's just what we did.
Have you seen any numbers rise at all this year?
We have. You know, we're seeing more and more young people. Part of that is due to the, you know, increased great work that we're doing around the commercially sexually exploited children. There's been a lot of change in the legislation that kind of decriminalizes childhood, you know, prostitution, and now we're treating these youth as the actual victims that they are of trafficking or exploitation. And so we've seen more of an effort by law enforcement and also service providers to provide support to young people. We've also seen an uptick. Even though we have a rent moratorium, there are still a lot of, you know, unsavory folks out there that, you know, at the first chance of not getting any sort of rent from our young people, will go ahead and evict. And so we, our outreach teams and some of our business partners in the community are reporting, you know, greater upticks of young people living in cars and, you know, other places not meant for human, you know, habitation. And so, you know, it seems often for every one young person that we are actually able to transition out of the shelter, two more than show up. So, you know, the work is never done. So we're always looking for other opportunities and how to help young people transition out of homelessness and get on the right track.
Talk about the new facility over on the North Shore.
The Haleiwa Project, as it is affectionately known in the community, is a partnership with Alea Bridge and ASI. The three organizations came together, and we felt that, you know, we could use our powers for good in a way that used community collaboration and kind of our networking abilities. Because we already have a partnership with Alea Bridge in the Wahiwa, Central Oahu, North Shore, they do a lot of the street outreach for us looking for young people. It seemed like a natural transition to have them be part of this project. It's the former COISA building, Central Oahu Youth Services. After 30 years, they have decided to kind of close their organization, but the property belongs to city and county, and they wanted it to continue to serve, you know, youth populations. And so our youth housing collaborative of ASI, RISE, and Alea Bridge went in. We've done a lot of renovations, and we're now really honored to be able to provide affordable housing for 15 young people. The property itself is a few acres, and there are 3 5-bedroom houses on that property. And so the idea is that once we get youth established and, you know, get them the right amount of sleep, the right amount of supportive services, and when they're ready to live more independently, we transition them, those young people that want to live in Haleiwa, they have an opportunity to go there and, you know, at an affordable rate. They pay $650 a month, and that includes utilities. They have full-time staff support on site. It's just a little extra, you know, support to help them get on their feet. You know, transitioning, you know, from adolescence to living on your own is sometimes a very daunting task for young people. By us being able to provide wraparound, you know, supportive services, that idea of being able to learn how to live independently with good wraparound supports is really what we're trying to create.
And where are you at with the Leeward Project?
Leeward Project is part of the Youth Homeless Demonstration Project. Again, that is looking to be a partnership with ASI and creating more transitional housing and then rapid rehousing for young people. So that project is still in the works. We also opened the Canoe House, which is here in Kailua, and that is a shelter for unaccompanied minors. that are at risk of COVID. So that has been a project that have long wanted to be able to start. We know that there's a growing number of unaccompanied minors that will lay low under the radar, stay away from law enforcement, stay away from, you know, CWS. And it's really our idea, our vision, that, you know, we can give these young people a safe place to sleep, a safe place to kind of start to rebuild relationships with adults, and, you know, get them on a pathway that includes education and employment services.
So when we first talked, I guess, a couple of years ago, I think we just opened the Kailua Center, mm-hmm. and you just had about a dozen beds, I thought.
Yeah, you know, on June 4th, 2018, we opened the 20-bed shelter in Kailua. It's on the Hawaii Youth Correctional Facility campus. And about 2 weeks of opening, we were completely full with a very extensive wait list. So, you know, despite our all center being located, you know, in the middle of a 400-acre ag land, we're about a mile from the nearest bus stop, yet we demonstrated that there was absolutely a need on this island. We saw over 150 young people in 2019 who were able to come to us and really try and, you know, work on their life and ending, which for so many of them is, you know, generational homelessness. And to be able to come, get connected to employment, education services, to start to heal some of the trauma that they've experienced. You know, for many of our young people, almost 50% came in with some sort of diagnosis, whether it's mental health, substance use disorders. And so we really are ground zero for a lot of these young people in you know, figuring out adulting 101 and what that looks like.
And the Canoe House, is the focus a little different, or is it the same as it was when you originally started?
It is. You know, initially we opened the Canoe House under the premise that for any unaccompanied minors that were at risk of COVID. And so we've worked collectively with the state to be able to provide a bed space for respite, whether it's, you know, minors that are coming from a program on mainland to be able to come here and safely do their 14-day quarantine before they get moved into another program, whether it's therapeutic foster home or maybe some drug treatment program. We've been able to serve that need for the community. And looking to expand that if and when we get out from underneath of COVID, again, having another shelter option that doesn't require connecting youth, you know, to child welfare or trying to reunite them with family that maybe isn't, you know, in their best interest, but really providing a very low barrier, safe place for youth to come to kind of run to so that they can start to heal and get those wraparound support. We've also opened up in Manoa, in the Makiki area. We're just opening up a 7-bedroom program for victims of crime. So any of our young people that have experienced child abuse, sex trafficking, it was really important for us to continue to create these programs that just catch young people. For so often, you know, I've been doing this almost 10 years, and, you know, there always seems to be a gap where kids fall through, whether it's, you know, foster youth who are not quite ready to, you know, take advantage of the Emua Kako and some of the housing subsidies. We still needed some place to catch them.
We've been hearing from Carla Hauser, Executive Director of the RISE Project, which has been that safety net for homeless teens here on Oahu. We were talking about the progress being made to get our young people in need off the streets and into safe places.